All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive. Genesee Joe in with you. And on the phone with us right now, author Deirdre Sinnott, a Utica native who's got a pretty cool book that she wrote, The Third Mrs. Galloway. Deirdre, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, glad that I'm in people's cars with them. It's kind of exciting.
There you go. So listen, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a Utica native. You're a historian.
Yeah, I was born in Utica and went to Sunset School. Father moved us out day of my graduation from sixth grade to Clinton, New York, where I lived until I went to college. And then I moved to New York because I mistakenly thought that nothing ever happens in Utica. Really wrong about that. And you know what? This history that I finally started learning about just about 7 or 8 years ago, it's really been amazing. And it's totally changed my life to be looking back at the history of Utica and seeing what an amazing place that I'm from.
Now, the book is The Third Mrs. Galloway. How does it all tie together with the history of the city?
Well, I mean, it all started with the research. I had not known that there was an anti-abolition riot in Utica, New York in 1835. I'd been looking. I figured that Utica must have done something with the Underground Railroad, but I didn't know what, and I certainly was never taught what. But I found a reference to the Utica riot, and I got very excited and started looking into it. And it was so great to have a piece of history that it had a big impact politically on the whole region. And I just wanted to bring it out in a way that would be more accessible. And so I had been thinking about writing a novel about it and was talking to a writing mentor, and he said to me, well, here's the plot. There's a guy who is for the Colonization Society. Now, the Colonization Society wanted to send free people of color to Africa to colonize there. And this guy finds a couple of people who are running from slavery in his shed, and he has to decide what to do. And I thought to myself, that is a good story. There's a good moral center to this story. But I think I want to write about his wife, who's a young bride and doesn't know what to do and just doesn't have any guidance. And she finds people who are escaping from enslavement in her shed and has to figure out what to do. So that is the essence of The Third Mrs. Galloway.
Now, that also lends us to think that there was a first and second, which is all part of the book, too, right?
Yeah, you got to read the book to figure out that.
All right, now listen, speaking of the Oneida County History Center, we love those guys. You're doing a...
launch is July 8th, 30. The book, actual launch into this world, is on July 1st. It'll be available in bookstores, and it actually can be pre-ordered now from all the major places that one orders books, including the publisher, which is AkashicBooks.com.
You know, as a matter of fact, I've got it up on Amazon right now. I'm looking at the pre-order page. So you got some great reviews on this. You really,
yeah.
People have praised it. It's really getting good reviews. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad that there's been some recognition for it. And right now it feels to me like there's also a renaissance in Utica. I hope that the book helps to bring that to attention as well.
All right, Deirdre, well, thank you very much. We'll keep people posted on the book launch July 8th at the History Center here in Utica.
Okay, hey, thank you.
All right.
Everybody drive safely, please.
All right, Deirdre Sinnott, author of The Third Mrs. Galloway, thanks for joining us.